Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Bob Bowden at Freedom Fest, author of the great school choice movie, The Cartel. Bob, you've got a new venture underway. Tell us what it is.
Well, underway meaning we've started working and producing pieces, but it hasn't launched yet.
Yeah.
It's called Choice Media, and it'll be at choicemedia.tv,
right.
Following in the footsteps of some other great .tv websites. And the idea is to create an education reform news service, a vertical news organization dedicated to ed reform, the way ESPN is dedicated to sports
right.
or Bloomberg to finance.
And you're gonna be producing pieces and releasing them and distributing through this. What are the types of things that you're gonna be putting up?
So we're gonna be doing investigative news pieces, a la television style investigative video mm-hmm. news pieces about waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption in mm-hmm. regular district public schools, about positive charter school mm-hmm. and private school turnaround stories, legislative updates where there's tenure reform or
right.
voucher bills or charter caps lifted.
And this will be national in scope?
Indeed.
So
anywhere in the country the stories happen.
Are there regions where more interesting stuff is happening than others?
Maybe sometimes the places that are heavily unionized, you get more of that Madison, Wisconsin type story
right.
we saw earlier this year where people are absolutely just freaking out, you know, protests everywhere. And I went there and heard some of the people, by the way, and we did a sold-out screening right in the middle of all that in Madison.
Yeah.
California's got a lot going on, as does New Jersey and Indiana and a lot of places where unions have been strong.
So, is there a tipping point coming in school reform where suddenly, you know, a million flowers bloom and choice actually wins out?
I'm not sure I would model it as a tipping point. It seems to be more like a barge we're trying to turn around and
mm-hmm.
send the other direction.
Right.
So while I think a lot of hearts and minds have been changed, a lot of the laws haven't
mm-hmm.
been yet. So
right.
if you look at the percentage of kids who are in schools of choice right now in America, it's still under 5%
right.
in every state. The progress in the movement has been changing a lot of hearts and minds,
yeah.
which is really only about 2 years old, quite frankly. I mean, you had my film, The Cartel, Waiting for Superman,
right.
NBC's Education Nation
right.
Series. Reason has done a lot of
yeah.
great stuff. That said, in terms of where the laws are right mm-hmm. now and the percentage of kids who are going to schools of choice, meaning something besides the normal public
right.
district school, 95% of the kids are still going to those schools,
right.
or more than that, in every state. So while people are talking about these issues more and kind of getting the idea, you know, maybe teacher tenure isn't such a great idea,
right.
those laws haven't been reformed hardly anywhere
right.
yet. And so they're embryonic efforts still, and that's why we're doing it.
Talk a bit about choicemedia.tv, the venture. It's going to be coming online in early September, around Labor Day, something like that. How does that fit into a new media landscape? I mean, that helped you create and circulate and distribute your movie, The Cartel. But is this a good time to be doing alternative media?
Sure. When we first started with the idea, I was kind of thinking we would try a PBS show, which I've hosted before and had nationally syndicated, and kind of use an old media model. And the more I looked into it, the more I talked to people, they're just kind of telling me, like, that's the old way to think.
Mm-hmm.
That you'd be much better designing an iPad app and an iPhone app and Android and Nook and
mm-hmm.
Kindle and try to get your content out that way, because that's the direction that this is
right.
all heading. Especially if you spin it forward, you know, 2 to 5 years, I think, where the kind of linear model of a cable television network
right.
or broadcast networks is just going to go away.
Right.
You know? And so we wanted to prepare ourselves for that, I think, eventuality.
So do you think that school choice is, you know, it's part of a larger wave of consumer choice and of lifestyle choice? And if so, what's your best guess on how long it's going to take to really get to a place where school choice is the norm, rather than, you know, as something that has to be argued about?
Where our job is done and we'll be able to, you
yeah.
know, close shop. And, like Jerry Lewis used to say on the muscular dystrophy television, we'll have cured it and it's time
right.
to close it down. Well, gee, predictions like that would be hard. I would
yeah.
say, you know, how long did it take us to get into this mess? But at least 5 years and probably 10 and probably more.
Yeah.
So it'll be a long time, because there's so many places where people don't even know what a voucher is.
Right.
They don't know what a charter school is. And so it's a lot of work to do.
Well, Bob Bowden, director of The Cartel, heading up now choicemedia.tv. Thank you very much for talking to Reason TV. I'm Nick Gillespie.